From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The debt ceiling deal is done. Now comes the voting. Congressional leaders have the unenviable task of pushing unwieldy legislation through the House and the Senate and doing it fast. The House goes first. The bill went to the floor for debate this afternoon. And NPR's congressional correspondent Andrea Seabrook has been monitoring things at the Capitol. Andrea, welcome.
Thank you.
And first off, what's the timetable here for the House vote?
We do expect them to finish debate sometime this afternoon. The timing is a little bit difficult because they're splitting the debate between three different committees. And also, the Republicans could at any time, if they decide they don't actually have the votes to get this through the House, they could pull it from the floor at any time. That happened. That's happened before in this whole saga.
And lots of challenges here for both the House Speaker, John Boehner, and the Minority Leader, Nancy Pelosi.
Yes, there's not a whole lot in this bill to like for Democrats. I mean, there is not a cent of revenue raised in this. It is all cuts. A lot of cuts could eventually come out of programs for low-income and minority programs. Listen to Henry Waxman. He said he's a California Democrat. He said he's still trying to figure out what he's going to do. He said it's not a clear-cut matter.
Which is the result of the Republicans being terrorists and holding our economy hostage. And we'll have to evaluate where we go from here.
I mean, listen to that very, very strong language there from Henry Waxman.
Right,
Democrats are not happy with this.
Right. And if they're not happy, well, there are some Republicans who are not jumping up and down either. And that's up to the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, to try to wrangle them into line. What kind of defections are we looking at?
Quite a few, I think in the dozens. This is a big problem. Remember, just days ago, Speaker John Boehner wrote his own bill and brought it to the floor and couldn't get that passed. Ended up having to spend 2 days dealing with his own members just to try that to get that passed. There's a lot for them not to like. There are a lot of the Tea Party, more conservative Republicans. They don't like the fact that the balanced budget amendment is not forced in this. They don't like the fact that a lot of the cuts could come out of defense. They say it doesn't cut nearly enough and nearly as quickly as they'd like. I mean, listen to Texas Republican Louie Gohmert describe how he feels about it.
This doesn't address the problem, and we put our national security out there on the table in a gamble. And even though we're assured that we'll never let our national security be hurt, you don't put it out there on the table.
Gohmert told me that he stayed up until 2 a.m. last night looking at this. A lot of those freshman Republicans, that huge 87-member new class of Republicans, they tell me that they just can't see themselves voting for this. At the same time, other Republicans in their conference are frustrated at the sort of inflexible, uncompromising, you know, other Republicans. So here's Alabama Republican Spencer Backus.
The only way we're going to restore our spending to a sustainable path is through teamwork. Our principles ought to be advancing the ball, not trying to search for some perfect politically defendable bill.
So it's a, you know, fissures in the Republican Party and a tough sell for both parties.
And that's on the House side. The assumption has been that the House side poses the major hurdle, Andrea. What about on the Senate side, though?
On the Senate side, it looks as if they have the votes, but it could take a while to get there. Procedure takes a lot longer over there.
Okay, NPR's Andrea Seabrook speaking with us from Capitol Hill. Andrea, thanks so much.
My pleasure.